BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Roger. I'm 24. And I'm from Sweden. You might not know this, but I'm a professional body double. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Score the meals.
So here is your free download for Monday, the 1st of October. On it, a royal episode of 24 Years at the Tap End. Becky's private text to my phone revealed live on air. More facts, and some of them not, on Real or No Real. It's a really good one today. And did Roger from Sweden sound familiar? We will speak to the body double on this podcast. Enjoy it.
BBC Radio 1.
Hit the theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
Aww.
Are we liking this theme tune now then? It's all good?
I've kind of got used to it now.
It's sort of embedding itself.
I'm waiting for the bits to be added to it.
Yes, and...
How's that going?
Okay, we have made contact with a gospel choir.
Really?
I'm not sure how keen they are at the moment, so if there's any other gospel choirs...
I saw a really good gay gospel choir at a festival a couple of years ago. They were brilliant.
Yeah?
I think it was the London Gay Men's
Gospel
Choir.
All right, yeah.
Clever name.
Yeah. Get them on board. They're really good.
Yeah. And hopefully a pop star would be good as well. Or maybe like a nice school choir. That'd be nice.
That could be for the Christmas one.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we at?
I'd like to take you to my... Again, it's my 25th year at the Tap End.
Recent.
But these are some stories that obviously since the last series have happened, so we need to talk about them.
Mm.
This one, especially, I'd like to make a dedication. Is this allowed?
Yeah.
I'm going to dedicate this to Becky.
Why?
Just because I know she'll like this.
Oh, no.
What is it?
It's not about Becky.
Oh, right, good.
I was like, yay! Why? What have you written?
but it's something you should be interested in. It's a royal special.
Oh, yes.
Right, settle back, relax, stop what you're doing. Just for a few minutes and enjoy today's 24 years at the Tap End.
Ready?
Ready.
I'm ready. It was a momentous day in British history, April the 29th, and there was definitely a buzz in the air. It was the day of the royal wedding, which all going to plan would see Prince William put a ring on it. Although excited about the event, I wasn't so obsessed with the ins and outs of the wedding and the small things such as what dress Kate Middleton would be wearing, but I loved the excuse for a party. Kate Middleton reminds me a lot of Becky from our show.
Yes, Becky.
Why, though?
And I couldn't help but think of Becky as I was writing this bit of the Tap End.
In what way?
Becky loves all things about Kate Middleton, and personality-wise, they are very similar. Looks, not so much.
How do you know we're similar?
That's always my impression I've had.
Right.
How?
I just think there's a very strong association.
But what?
It's like you could be sisters. Not in looks.
So you keep saying?
No, careful. But I mean, no, I just mean you don't look similar to Kate, but you could be like an adopted...
How much do you know about Kate Middleton to know that she's like Becky?
When I see Kate Middleton, I don't know if it's because Becky talks about her a lot, so I've got that association there. both are strong, independent women, supporters of the Scout movement, and both are held in high regard in British society. Becky is the nearest thing to royalty that I know. She once even met the Queen's husband.
Do you support the Scout?
Yeah. I signed up to help because Kate Middleton had.
Oh, yeah?
Same. See?
And I went along. I made my first woggle the other week. It was really good.
That's legal and everything. That's the thing on the top of the tie.
I know what a woggle is. I used to have one myself.
There had been loads of hype for the big day, with whole communities organising street parties. And it was good to see bunting everywhere, and a sense of pride and general happiness. I'd had a bit of a heavy one the night before. I expected the Princes had done the same. But I got up early to head round to my aunt's house, where my family were having a small party. My aunt was very excited. Pims and patriotic cakes and sandwiches were on. And it was a good laugh dressing up my gran as the Queen.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was she wearing?
We just whacked a tiara on it and...
On it?
No, on her. And sort of put a scarf round it. It was just good fun. Yeah. And got her to do the wave. A small fact, my gran is actually exactly the same age as the Queen, but lives a very, very different lifestyle. We watched the wedding on TV. I enjoyed it, but I've seen better. I think with the opportunity they had, with the amount of people watching, they could have done a few more things.
Like what?
I just expected more. This should have been the biggest show on earth. And it wasn't. I expected them to do, like, the whole dancing down the aisle thing. I thought they were meant to be a modern king and queen. But there was none of that. The rumours weren't true.
I didn't hear that rumour.
No, there was that viral, wasn't there, of them all doing it?
Oh.
But I didn't expect them to do it in real life.
I did. I just thought it was all a bit boring. I mean, a wedding's a wedding. You think that the opportunity and money they had to be able... They could have zip-wired in if they wanted to. There was funds for that. But they kept it... Do you know what I mean?
It wasn't
any different. I mean, on Don't Tell the Bride, that wouldn't have got through, would it?
It wouldn't, though.
No.
You're right.
Although it was very nice watching the wedding, and this is no offence to my aunt or her wedding party, I was a bit bored. I wanted to get involved a bit, so decided to trek into London to see if there was something around there to be getting on with. I sent a text around to some of my mates. Sperm wasn't free, but Gus and Greg were.
What?
Have I met
got a
Sperm?
Friend called Mr. Sperm?
We call him Sperm because his head is a disproportionate size to his body.
Oh, does he like that?
Yeah, he's fine with that.
It's just his name.
Yeah. Say what you see. We had a few drinks and were on our way to find the next pub when I saw a stall selling cardboard masks. There were loads of different masks, including Barack Obama, David Beckham and, of course, Mr. Bean. But the ones that took our interest were the masks of the royals. We saw an opportunity and we took it and purchased for ourselves a Prince Harry, a Prince Philip and a Camilla Parker Bowles. Almost immediately after putting them on, we started noticing the attention.
Were you Camilla?
I was Prince Philip. People were pointing and a group of Chinese tourists started whipping out their cameras. I couldn't believe how much people were loving it. Loads of people wanted photos with us. We were running this town. Whole families were getting involved. It felt like we were famous. I remembered from watching the wedding earlier that most of the world's press were based just outside Buckingham Palace. The famous balcony kiss had happened about an hour before, so it made sense that we should head there.
Oh, no.
All the time stopping for photos, high-fiving pensioners, or occasionally patting a small child on the head. The area outside Buckingham Palace was absolutely buzzing. There was loads of TV trucks and roving camera crews. We were approached by an American TV camera crew who wanted to do a small interview with us.
Just because you had masks on?
Yeah. It was so weird. Like, you don't understand how much these tourists were loving us. You know, they weren't going to meet any royals that day, were they? But they wanted to, and we were the next best thing. Look, I've got pictures. Have a look.
Wow. It's actually like you're real.
Oh, same. I can see why an American TV company would want to interview you.
Is Camilla wearing a Watford shirt?
No, just normal jumper.
Let's get these on the radio on Facebook so everyone can enjoy them.
All was fine until Camilla grabbed the TV presenter and attempted to get off with her. She was not keen and I was embarrassed. It felt we were wasting our opportunity to break America. I pushed Camilla hard and she fell backwards. At this point, Harry got leery with me, telling me to stop being so sensible. As Camilla got up to have another go at me, I tried to calm her down. I calmed down the situation and we hugged it out.
So were you having a fight with your mates?
Yeah.
In royal masks?
In royal masks, in front of this...
Were you live on American American TV?
We weren't live, I don't think. I don't know.
Do you know whether they ever showed it?
I looked on the internet, but there was so much stuff, yeah. Royal coverage that day, that it was needle and haystack kind of stuff.
Do you know what channel it was?
No.
Do you recognise the presenter?
Yes, because I followed her on Twitter afterwards.
Was it Katie Couric?
I'll try and find out for you.
Was it Barbara Walters?
She was quite a young...
Was it Susanna Guthrie? She's my favourite.
I've never heard of any of these people. It wasn't Kat Deely.
Why would it be her?
Well, that's... I know she does American stuff now, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
I recognise her. Yeah.
Was it Ryan Seacrest?
No, it wasn't. It was a woman.
Okay.
My mate Greg had it in his head that he could try blag himself into the palace. There was a huge crowd directly outside the gates, and two policemen were guarding the bit Greg was heading for. He has always been a confident blagger, but I thought this was a step too far. As he reached the gates, he just went for it. I chased after him. A policeman swung round and grabbed me, put me on the ground. I hadn't even made it through the gates.
Right, who was through the gates?
Greg.
Which one's he? Camilla?
Camilla.
Right. So Camilla is through the gates of Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
How on earth does that happen?
No, it really wasn't that hard because, like, all the crowds were on either side of the gates. He just started walking right through. Admittedly, he didn't get far. He only got, few steps into it. But technically, he was through them gates.
Were you not worried about him being tasered or worse?
Well, this was it. But I followed in behind him to try grab him. And I was the one that was stopped. I hadn't even got through the gates.
Were you attempting to?
No, I was attempting to stop him.
Maybe they thought it was actually Camilla.
That possibly. Greg was forced back at gunpoint, thankfully realising the error of his ways. It was a quality and memorable royal wedding day and ended in a karaoke bar later that night.
Still with the masks on?
Of course.
Yeah.
They'd done the business all day. I suppose the key lesson from this day out was wearing a mask does not actually make you a royal. However, it does make you instantly more appealing.
And don't try and get into the gates of Buckingham Palace because you will be held at gunpoint.
Yeah, that could have gone horribly wrong.
Really, really bad.
Luckily, the policemen that day, I think, were in a good mood because there was a really good atmosphere everywhere around London and all over the UK that day. So he wasn't shot.
Good.
Hooray.
But great day. And yeah. I dedicate that to Becky.
Who is very like Kate Middleton, but not in looks.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end. Lovely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just saw Grimmy in Reading One Reception.
Oh, yeah.
Gave him a reassuring hug. He looks tired.
What's he still doing here?
He's been to the gym. He's in his gym gear again. Oh, and he says thanks for the headphones, Chris. He
no worries.
Told me to give them back to you. He's been to the gym in them.
Well, they're actually yours.
So. What?
Well, it doesn't bother me.
Are they?
Yeah, I found them on your desk.
Well, cheers. His ears have sweated on them. It's not as bad as lending someone your sock. What was it last week?
Tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah, someone in the office wanted to borrow tracksuit bottoms.
Don't ever lend anyone your sock.
Yeah.
Never. And now it's time for Real or No Real. It's where we got some facts. Some of them are facts, some of them really not. You just tell me which are real or no real. Who's keeping score?
Buckle.
Okay, good. So there's some good ones today. Things that you can amaze your mates with later on. Maybe if you're going to the pub tonight, if you're seeing a couple of friends for dinner or whatever.
Beep. Beep. What's this called?
Urban Bluff. okay, here we go. Real or no real, this one.
There are 22 different ways to replicate a woman's breasts using text symbols.
So you can do boobs with emoticons 22 right. times.
Okay, so I can imagine the brackets.
Yeah, we've all done that.
22 is quite a lot though, isn't it? I think you've got two so far.
I suppose the percentage sign could work.
A Really? Oh, no.
I'm just looking at the keyboard here.
Right. Yeah, if they're on the wonk.
Couple of zeros.
I like the angle brackets for some.
The number three.
Or two asterisks.
Or two at signs.
So.
Okay, yeah, 22 is a lot. Yeah, I guess you can have combos. Dollar signs?
Kesha.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I'm looking at the keyboard now. I'm going to say real.
Yes, that one is real.
Yeah. Yes. I expect you to text them all to me later, Chris.
Yeah. I am going to try and figure them out.
You really are.
I'll tweet me, then everyone can see them.
I'll tweet you.
You know that he will do that tonight. Yes. And spend a lot of time on it.
I look forward to it.
Next!
Lady Gaga states she wrote Born This Way in 10 minutes.
One of her most famous songs. It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-A-M. But was that written in 10 minutes?
No.
I think that's believable because we all did versions of it. Do you remember?
Yeah, but it took longer than 10 minutes to do our one.
I don't think Scott's did.
Yeah, but this is the actual one by Lady Gaga that was released worldwide and became a huge hit.
No, I hope she puts a bit more effort in than that.
I'm going to say real.
I'm saying no real.
Let's find out.
Yes, that is real.
Oh. Yes.
God, if she spent 10 minutes on that one, how long did she spend on that Shania Twain one? You and I. That must have been like 30 seconds, max.
Are we getting 10 SMPs for each one we get right, or 20?
Yeah,
10. 10, okay.
Next.
It is more hygienic to lick the bowl of your toilet than it is to shake hands with a stranger.
Do you know what? I think we've had this one before.
Well, it depends who it is, doesn't it? It also depends how clean your house is.
Yeah.
So imagine licking the toilet bowl. That's better than shaking hands with someone you've never met. Real or no real?
Oh, no. The one we had before was that it was kissing or shaking hands. So
that can't be real. There's so many germs on your toilet.
You don't know whose hand you're shaking, do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because if they've just wiped their hand in the toilet bowl, then...
That's different. Oh, no. Well...
I'm going to say not real.
Do you know what? I think this is real.
No, that's not real.
Awkward.
I love it how clean you think people are.
Oh. And I don't go kissing toilet bowls or...
That's coming up in another tap-in.
Yeah.
Wednesday, 1:45. Next.
A beaver can cut down 3 square miles of forest in a week.
Underrated animal. I'm saying that's real.
Why underrated?
I just think the beaver is it goes about its business, doesn't it? Hard working.
Do we have them in this country?
Beavers?
I think they're trying to reintroduce them, are they? They're not as popular as they were.
Are you thinking of badgers?
No, beavers. I'm sure they have them.
People get their beavers and their badgers confused often.
When was the last time you saw a beaver, Scott? Like, you see badgers,
to be
but
fair,
you
I've
don't.
Never,
I think it's an American thing. There aren't fair, they're not that
I've
common here.
Never seen one.
Oh, God, brilliant. That's one.
It's a good point. Like, where are the beavers?
I haven't seen one.
So
badgers I have seen.
I'm saying they do get
they
through
do,
it, though,
they're
don't
hard
they?
Working.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes, we'll say, real.
We'll say yes.
No, sorry, that one is a no real.
Oh, come on, guys. And next.
Tom Jones has never left Wales.
Okay, you're right.
Do you want to go over the bridge, Tom? Oh, no, it's £5.50. If you're an HGV.
I mean, we all know he's a well-travelled man, but are we saying that he's never really there? He's got, I don't know, his mind is still in Wales. I mean, is this a literal thing? Or
what? So in his head, he's never left Wales, yeah. Even though he's all over the world.
He didn't get that tan from the mumbles, though, did he?
Really not?
No.
You don't get that from a week in Cardiff, do you?
I'm saying that's not real.
Really? I'm saying that's not real as well.
No, that's not real.
Oh.
Yes.
It's always the best ones that aren't. And next.
If you took all the veins in your body and laid them out in a line, you would die.
I thought it was going to be one of these. It stretched 3 times around the world.
I did.
It's 2 tennis courts.
I wasn't expecting the end bit.
How blunt.
You would die.
Can we hear that again?
If you took all the veins in your body and laid them out in a line, you would die.
Who'd have thunk it?
Real, don't do it.
Real and, yeah.
Okay. No, sorry, that one is a no real.
What? That has to be.
That's not real. What, so if you did that physically did that, you wouldn't die? I think you would. Let me just consult the one that doesn't speak. Wait there a minute, listeners. Oh, I see. It was on Marlon Dingle's fake facts on Twitter, and therefore it must be fake.
Oh, no! Hey, can't we use like our brain power to overrule that one?
Good news, everyone. No. Beavers are being reintroduced in Scotland.
Yay!
On a health and safety note there, I'm very confused. Was that real, that...
Yeah, I think. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't ever try and lay your veins out, because you might die. And we're not being held responsible for that. The Scott Mills Daily. Today's show introducer...
You might not know this, but I'm a professional body double.
Hi, Roger.
Hello.
So you are a body double for someone famous?
I am a body double for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes. He doesn't do his own stunts. I do them.
Where are you from, Roger?
I'm from Sweden.
And how did you get that job?
I was talent scouted outside a supermarket that rhymes with Widdle.
In Sweden?
In Sweden, because I look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What bit of you looks like him?
My pecs and face.
Sorry, Roger.
Hello?
Have you done body double work for anybody else?
Yes.
Who else?
Zac Efron.
So you've been a body double for Zac Efron and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
What film did you work on with Zac?
Marley and Me.
He's not in that one.
No?
Are you getting your actors mixed up?
Speed.
No.
The Shawshank Redemption.
No. Has anyone noticed that Chris isn't here at the moment in the studio?
Where is he? He's my favourite.
You're such a loser.
Why are you doing this?
I couldn't find a show introducer for today, so I thought I'd try Blaggett.
As Roger, but the body double from Sweden.
So when I said I was going for lunch, I wasn't actually. It's me.
No, no way. Do you want to come back in now, then?
Okay.
I would, thank you. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. And now it's time for texts that I've been sent by Becky. So a lot of people are actually interested in what you send me. So this is personal information. But then you didn't put that. You didn't say that you didn't want me to share it with the rest of the UK. So unfortunately, like you did with mine, I am going to read them out. And you need to tell me what they're about, just to get a little bit more of an insight into what you are saying to me. The side that the listeners don't necessarily get to hear. Okay, is Chris reading these out?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, if you read them out, you've got to do them in my voice, though.
So how do you...
Go on, do your impression of Becky.
Well, it depends what mood she's in.
You know that impression you do that?
Yeah.
What do you mean it
depends? Do this, do that, do this, do that. Health and safety. Health and safety, this and do all this and...
So read them in that voice.
But that's like her health and safety voice. So we're going with that?
Just do normal voice.
Do the impression you normally do to me of Becky.
I don't do an impression. I
you do, though.
Don't do this. You know what you're doing.
Do the impression.
I don't do
the one
do
that
an
you
impression.
Don't ever say to her, okay, but the one that you do
everyone
when
knows
she's not here.
No, you know that's... Becky, you know that's not true, because he says this same joke every time, and it's rubbish.
It's not a joke. Do
it is, to try and make me feel awkward.
Do your impression.
Right. I'm going to do my best to do your accent, Becky.
Okay.
Oh, he does it all the time.
Do I do it in a high voice, though, or...?
Just do the one you normally do when she's not here.
Ready?
Yeah.
I love the thought of him on holiday, but I don't know why. Guess it's because we never see that side of him. Karaoke and sangria at the hotel bingo will be on, kiss.
So, who was that about?
Who did I send that about? I'd like to know what he's like on holiday. Was that about when those pictures of Grimmy on holiday were in the paper?
No. What, frolicking with Pixie Geldof?
Yeah.
No.
Is it a Radio 1 presenter?
No.
I don't know, I can't remember. Was it Reggie in his pink shorts or turquoise shorts or whatever it was?
No.
Because I texted you about that.
Yeah, you did.
What do you mean by guess it's because we never see that side of him?
Yeah, that's the thing. I've seen Reggie in shorts before. Who is it about?
I know who it is.
I can't even remember.
It's about the one sat here, the one that doesn't speak.
What did I put?
You put, I love the thought of him on holiday. Karaoke and sangria at the hotel bingo will be on.
Yes, it's because we don't really know the one that doesn't speak outside of work. He doesn't really say much.
But you imagine that it's going to be sangria and karaoke.
Yes.
This is a little bit awkward.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a good holiday.
Okay. I mean, it's not offensive or anything. Are you offended? No,
sounds like a great holiday.
She just loves the thought of you on holiday.
Next. Next one.
Yeah, go on.
Love the other books that come up when you search yours. So what does this mean?
I don't know. I assume I've been looking up your book on online. Because at that point, we hadn't got a free one.
I know what this is about.
What is it?
When you search for my name in books, the next one that comes up is How to Disgrace a Lady. Mills and Boone.
What do you mean, the next one?
So, well, if you do a search of my name, like the next book down is How to Disgrace a Lady.
Oh, it's not Customers Also Bought.
No, it's not.
That's what I assumed it was.
You might like. No, it's not that. It's just because of the name, Mills.
Oh, wow. Next one?
Yeah.
I need to find the next Mr. Disco Bumpy Plums, lol.
Mr. Disco Bumpy Plums.
Who's that?
That's the music that he plays like when we're talking and stuff like this. This is Mr. Disco Bumpy Plums, but they've all got like really weird names.
This is an insight, isn't it?
Is there like Mr. Tash or something?
Sweaty Tash.
Sweaty Tash.
And there's a cheesy something or other, isn't it?
So this is Mr. Disco Bumpy Plums. I don't know who gives these their names.
It wasn't me.
This is Kooky Wookie. Do you want Sweaty Tash?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Here's Sweaty Tash.
Sweaty Tash sounds like some sort of French murder mystery.
And the one I'm playing at the moment for this feature, Derrily Triangles. I don't know why.
I don't think that's officially endorsed. I
suppose it's like cheesy, isn't it?
Yeah, so I was trying to find some more, because we play the same ones over and over, so I was trying to find some more ones.
Next one.
How's that going? In progress.
Yeah.
Ready? His sister was the Sir Alan Will See You Now, lol. Also,
can you read them in a normal voice? Because I find them hard to work out what
really
you're saying.
It's really difficult to say in your voice.
It's distracting from the message.
Go on. His sister was the Sir Alan Will See You Now, lol. So I take it you mean the woman who's on reception that you never see her face?
Yes, you know, now this is talking about Duncan, who's one of the newsreaders.
Duncan Middleton.
Yeah, who was doing your news one day, and me and Scott were talking about him being on the news, and I said his claim to fame, well, I'm not sure if it's his only claim to fame.
But one of them is, well, it's the best one.
His sister was in the first series of The Apprentice, was the one that was like, Sir Alan, we'll see you now.
That's pretty cool.
But you only ever see her hand, right?
No, you used to see her whole face in the first series.
Yeah.
I thought that was her gimmick, that you never saw her face. You only ever imagined it.
What, like the Stig?
No, sorry, I don't mean to talk ill of someone's sister.
I like it if she was sat on reception in a massive helmet.
But she could
do. And she'd be like that,
see the thing. I don't think it's a massive secret who that woman is it?
It's a weird one now, because I know what he looks like, so I think I can sort of imagine what his sister must look like.
Sure.
And that sort of gives the game away a bit for me. Next one.
What, because you've seen her brother reading the news?
Next one.
Yeah.
Felt like I was in the bill. Told him to move away from the door in case they started shooting. I've seen too many TV shows.
Now this is a good one.
Now this was where I thought, I thought I was in a really bad film. So I was working from home, I was talking to my boyfriend, and all of a sudden you hear this. And And I was like, police! And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. I thought it was something that you two had like set up for the show.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So I went to the little spy hole thing, expecting it to like not see anything, and I saw like three policemen with like one of those battering ram things. Is that what they're called? Like one of those massive, like, yeah. Bang the door down, and then they did the... police again, and then all of a sudden they like boshed the door. So then I had to come away from this spy hole. I was like,
they're gonna shoot.
My boyfriend went, what is it? And I was like, how do you then say, without looking like you're making it up, yeah, the police are like raiding and they had all the big helmets on and everything?
Not your door.
No, the door directly opposite.
Right. Because I thought you were looking through the spy hole and all you could see was policemen swinging their massive, like...
I like it you thought it was
ours. Right. I might have opened the door if I was in. I'd just let them bash it in.
No need to do that. Just come in.
But the best bit was when, like, so all this is happening and my boyfriend, who's on crutches at the moment, so can't move fast, was like, get out of the way in case they start. Because I thought the person in the flat opposite might, like, shoot back or something. I've watched too many films.
You have.
So he couldn't move quickly. I was like, get out of the way. He just opened the door, so he goes... everything all right, lads? I was like, no, what are you doing? You don't do that in the middle of a raid.
You have to go down in case they shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen
it. You don't get involved and just go, is everything all right?
Next,
like,
one.
What are you going to do to
last
help?
One.
Yes.
Yes, why? Question mark. Booty call, lol. No.
Now, this is more about you than it does about me.
I asked for someone's number, and you... it doesn't matter who. And you asked me if... the reason I wanted the number was for a booty call.
Yeah. You said, do you have Emily Attack's mum's number? And like, why else would you want it?
Right, I've had suspicions about this for a while.
Yeah.
Because I saw on Twitter once him asking, was like, follow me so I can DM you.
Or yeah. You know I love the mums.
He's been desperate for her number for a while.
Yeah, I've got it now.
Did you meet up?
Yes. Yes, we did.
You're going to say
and what,
any more?
What did you do and where were you?
We were just at a jazz cafe.
Right.
Is that where you take all the mums?
You're a man of contradictions, you are, aren't you?
I am a man of contradictions. It's been said before, and I'll say it again. I'm a man of contradictions.
You're also a house... What was it that article Housewife's also said
favorite.
About you?
Anyway, right.
A sex and symbol. That,
yeah, a sex
a
symbol.
A female sex symbol
a
or
sex
something.
A sex symbol to many, but gay. That was my favourite whatever. Right, so that was... Becky's texts and emails. I enjoyed that a lot. Mm. They weren't that bad.
No.
You've sent me much worse, which weren't allowed to be put on air. All of that happened in 1 3-hour radio show between 1 and 4. I know. It's on again tomorrow, live 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1 at lunchtime. If you can't listen then, get the podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.